All right. I think we will go ahead and get started. It is 10:03 Eastern. So we are going to go ahead and get started. Thanks so much for tuning in and hanging out with us today. I'm excited to share a presentation that I saw at WordCamp North Canton. And this was one by my good friend Kyle. And I just sat on the presentation. I was like, this is a great thing to talk about. And I really wanted to have him on the podcast, but so many of the things we're going to talk about are going to be visual. So I thought webinar is going to be the best place to do that. And so we can visualize and we can see what's going on via, you know, looking at a screen. And so that's why he is going to be presenting today. He will be taking over the reins here in just a second or so. And then I will go ahead and monitor the chat room. If you have any questions during the course of the presentation, just go ahead and ask them there in the chat room, the chat area, and then I'll be sure to either interrupt Kyle if need be, or we'll capture those at the end of the conversation, end of the presentation. And so we've got time for questions at the end, and I'm really excited just to let Kyle speak. And he gave me some great inspiration for just changing some things on my site, and I'm excited to make those changes and implement them eventually whenever I get around to it. But I think you're going to learn and really take something away to make your WordPress dashboard just that much better and that much more accessible, especially for your clients. So with that, Kyle, take it away.
Thanks, Dustin. Really glad to be here, and appreciate you inviting me on the show. I'm really excited about this. Awesome. So, as Dustin said, this is for the most part a presentation that I've done before at a recent WordCamp, and it's a topic that I'm very, very passionate about. And the rest of our team at the small marketing company that I work at is very passionate about as well. It's something we think is super important. We're talking today about customizing the WordPress dashboard, mostly for the purpose of improving the user experience for our clients. So this is geared towards anybody who is maybe making websites for clients, for their customers, or managing websites for their company, for their business that is required for other employees to use. So anybody who is responsible for a WordPress site that other people are using. I'm going to say client a lot, I use it in kind of a broad sense. Get started, what I like to do before we get into the how and the what of the customization, I like to talk a little bit about the why first. And so I want to, what I like to do is help us get into the shoes of the client, someone who is new to WordPress, not familiar with the interface like we are, help sympathize a little bit with their situation, with how difficult using WordPress can be, how unintuitive it can be for them, for someone unfamiliar with the interface entirely. So to do that, I kind of like to use somewhat of an analogy by putting myself in a situation that makes me a little bit uncomfortable. And this is an example of something that I think is a good parallel. I am not a car guy, and so popping the hood of a car is putting me in a situation where I feel challenged, where I feel confused, and I do not know exactly where to go and what to do to accomplish any specific task. So if you were to tell me to do something under the hood of a car, I'm going to fumble around, and it is just as likely that I will do damage to the car as it will that I will fix any problem. And I will not enjoy the task. I will want to get in and get out because this looks like a confusing mess to me. This, I believe, is very similar to how clients feel when they first experience the WordPress dashboard that we turn over to them. They have very specific tasks that they would like to accomplish, and they want to get in and get out, and they want to take care of these tasks. And the interface in WordPress is challenging to them. And so this is just something that we need to be cognizant of as we hand sites over to them. They aren't looking forward to jumping into WordPress and playing around. They have something that they want to accomplish, and we need to provide a clear path to do so. So this is just to get our bearings, some pun intended, I suppose, is the WordPress dashboard as of today. And so this is the interface that we're talking about. This is what we see when we log in. And it's something that I personally, and many of us tuning in today, I'm sure, are incredibly familiar with, to the point where I know where to go to accomplish virtually any task that could be requested without hesitation. I know every single link that exists on this page, what is on the other side of those links, what will happen if I click here or if I hover there. I know exactly what will occur. And if someone asks me how to accomplish a certain task, like my clients often do, and I have to email them, say, a bulleted list of step-by-step instructions, I can typically write out those instructions without even referring to the WordPress dashboard for reference. I can, everything down to what links they need to click on, what steps they need to go through, even down to the capitalization of the calls to action, the links and the buttons, is something that I just know from memory because I have used the WordPress dashboard so extensively over the years that I know it by heart. But the problem is that I tend to take this for granted. This is such a familiar and comfortable interface for me. I feel like when I'm in WordPress, I can be productive. I forget how much of a struggle it is for a new user. It's hard for all of us to kind of go back to when we were first getting started with WordPress and when we needed to make a change on our site and we would click on just about every link here in the admin menu on the left to try and find out how to make the change we desire. So I think that if we kind of look at it, this dashboard, in just a little bit of a different way here, this helps to kind of bring to light that old familiar feeling of confusion. So what we're looking at here is something that I threw together just to help express exactly that feeling. I think I took car terminology and applied it to every call to action, every link throughout the dashboard, just to help feel like a client would. So when a client logs into a dashboard, they're going to see it more like this than the previous slide, because suddenly the goal, suddenly the path to their objective is unclear. We could click anywhere and we don't know exactly what will happen when we click on any link. And this is the feeling that a client has. They don't see familiar terminology. They don't see a very familiar layout. It's unclear what is important and what is not. So this is just for the purpose of helping us kind of put ourselves in the shoes of the client. And so we just need to be aware of these things. We need to be aware of the fact that WordPress is kind of like chopsticks, and that it's something that is very natural to some of us. For just like in other countries, eating with chopsticks is something totally natural. Whereas in other countries like ours, chopsticks are somewhat of a effective dieting method because they make eating so difficult. And WordPress is also kind of like taxes because it's so something that everyone needs. Everyone needs a website. Really, really, everyone needs a website these days. And everyone knows they need one. And it's something that is so complicated that typically it is so challenging, but everyone needs it, that most of the time you end up having to hire a professional to help you get through it anyways. And despite the fact that all of these things are true, I still am a huge, huge WordPress fan. I love it, but we do need to accept and be aware of these facts that WordPress is challenging for the beginning user. And so I like to walk through kind of like this sort of example quiz just to, for the ultimate takeaway from this talk. I want us all to remember this one main point, and that is the question of responsibility. WordPress is difficult for a beginner user. It's difficult for the people paying us to make and be responsible for websites. And so we need to just understand who is responsible and just like let this sink in for us. So I think I want to raise this question. Generally, if we had like a live audience, we would raise hands and things like that. But we'll just talk through who would potentially be responsible for this and let this sink in. A would be the WordPress core team. Do we believe that the WordPress core team is responsible for making WordPress usable? Do we believe that the client is responsible for the usability of their site? Do we believe that it's Clippy, a fun little paperclip from old versions of Microsoft Word that would help you by telling you you're trying to write a letter? Or is it you? Well, of course, we should probably all agree that the responsibility lies with those making the website. And we need to accept this fact and know that it is our responsibility to provide those paying us with something usable. And so if we are providing them, if we are using a content management system that is difficult to use, our only options are either choose a different content management system, which I'm not advocating, or make it more usable. And so that's really the discussion that we're going to have today. Before we go too much more in, before we dive really into some examples, I want to talk just briefly on what the consequences really are of neglecting admin user experience, especially for our clients. So when I think about why this has become such an important topic to me, I think about how over the years, I've had many, many experiences with clients, and I know that their experience after they log in is a huge factor in determining what happens next. And what happens next for me in a good situation, when a client is happy and satisfied with the project that I handed over to them, I may get more work from the client and I may get referrals from the client. And for Dustin, you would know as well as I that those of us in this business live and die by referrals and by repeat business. And so it doesn't matter how pretty a website can be or how functional it can be. A client's satisfaction of the project is going to be directly tied to how usable the website is that we give them. This has been my experience over and over again. So if I want a client to be happy in the end, thrilled, recommending me to their friends and hiring me again for the next project, it is critical, critical that their website is usable and tailored to their needs.
And it's really good to tailor the websites to our own individual needs. Like we don't have to, I know that a lot of the presentation is going over how we can do this for our clients, but just think about it on the ways of how we can fix our own websites so it makes it easier and faster for us to provide updates. I know that there's some things that I've done on the back end of my website that makes it faster to do different things to get a published post out, which is going to help me in the long run because then I'm not like digging into the dashboard and doing things, you know, copying and pasting code and all that kind of thing. So we'll get to that, but just continue to think about this is how we can do this better for clients and how we can do this better for even our own individual websites.
You're absolutely right, Dustin. Thank you for sharing that. And I do completely agree that the scope of a discussion like this could be extended well beyond just the instance of improving the experience for those paying us to make a website. But there's a lot that we can do to improve even our own workflows within the WordPress dashboard. It's ultimately important for us to remember that the WordPress dashboard is incredibly flexible and we can mold it to suit our needs. And so I guess going back to some of these consequences, I think about many past experiences that I've had with clients where turning over a site that I didn't go the extra mile, I didn't take the time to adjust the experience in the admin based on their needs, I only fulfilled their requests. And we should all remember that a client is never going to request that we go the extra mile and take the time to make their admin interface a little more usable and a little more aligned to their expectations. A client is going to ask for front-end functionality and design. And if we simply meet those requirements, I believe that we're doing them a disservice. I think of instances where clients have been frustrated. Many instances where clients overwhelmed me with support requests just because of their confusion with the dashboard experience. And that can be very costly. Most of us do not have a business model structured so that more requests from past clients for instructions and guidance and things of that nature results in us being more profitable. Most of us would like to move on to the next project. And so, improving the admin user experience can reduce the amount of support requests and can also just generally improve the satisfaction that the client has with the product. And also one of the most important and the one that really hit the home the most for me goes back to when I had a client some years ago who hired me to make a website, and we had we worked really hard on it. It was a very huge improvement for the client. They had a popular blog on Blogger and wanted to move up to something much more robust. So we made a great WordPress site with e-commerce and membership areas and all kinds of awesome functionality. I was really, really proud of it. And the client was thrilled. And then in the end, we got paid and moved on, and several months go by and I follow up with the client and just to see how things are going. And I observe, you know, hey, it doesn't look like you're really using your blog. Why'd you quit blogging? And she says to me, I didn't quit blogging. I just thought it was kind of hard on the new site. So I went back to Blogger. And so that really, really hit home to me and made me appreciate the fact that it doesn't matter how great the website is or how much functionality is built into it, or how pretty the design is. If the site is not usable for the client, then they will struggle to use it and get frustrated or just not use it. And that's a huge disservice to them, their business, and their customers. So ultimately, the most valuable website turned over to a client is one that they can effectively use and be productive with. So moving on past that, I want to start talking about some specific examples of what we can do in the dashboard. And now these are just a few examples of things that I have found to be pretty impactful for clients. This is nowhere near a comprehensive guide to what can be done with the WordPress dashboard. I see the WP Admin as something incredibly flexible. It is very well made and simple for developers or even non-developers through the use of plugins to tweak and adjust to suit your needs. It can be themed, it can be styled, it can be rearranged. Items can be removed or replaced or added. The WP Admin is something that is not static, and I want that to be another takeaway. So let's walk through some specific examples of things that we have done here at my company to improve experience for our clients and that we think have made an impact. A first example, I think this is a huge one. This is one of the biggest and one that we do on virtually every client project before we turn it over. So the admin menu, this is, as you see it on the left, and a screenshot of the admin menu for someone with the editor role, which I should say is probably the standard, the most typical role assigned to clients when we hand over a site to them. It is not typical for us to give an administrator role to a client unless there are special circumstances. But in most cases, a client is responsible for managing their content, and we are responsible for managing functionality and higher level options. And so an editor role will be by default given an admin menu that looks like this. And so there are many instances where this is not ideal. And in fact, I would say that in most cases, this is actually not ideal. And so what I want to imagine, especially those of you who do work through that very typical workflow of completing a client project and handing over the site to them at the end and giving them their login when the site is done, I want you to imagine having a conversation with them first, a quick conversation, perhaps on the phone, and ask them some simple pointed questions about what it is they expect to see when they log into their dashboard. So I would get on the phone with a client and I would say, hey, we're about to send over your login and turn over this site so you can start improving the content. But first I want to ask you, if you could, in your own words, describe to me what you expect to see when you log in. What do you want control over? What kind of things do you expect to be able to change? What's really important to you? And then just listen. And really the important part of that is in your own words. So when a client will respond to that, they may say things like, well, I would like to be able to post some news articles now and then, and mostly, I think I'll be logging in to update my ebooks or my products or sneakers that I'm selling or the prices on them or the main pages on my site or my staff profiles or something like that, add new testimonials or publish new events on this site. They may describe any of these in their own words. And that's really the important thing to take away. It doesn't matter. This wouldn't be something that should affect functionality in any way. This is just understanding the terminology that the client uses and also their priorities. And so what we would do from that, take away from that conversation, write down everything that they said, and then adjust the WordPress dashboard in some way to align better with their expectations. So now we see over here on the right an example. This is just an example of what I may have done after a conversation with a client. This is something that maybe I had a client who said that they want to be able to adjust their main pages, periodically publish blog posts, upload images, manage products, view the form submissions for their forms, and some be able to download backups of their site if they want to. This just could have been any old conversation with a client. And all I would do here in this case would be renaming some of the items on the left, adding a couple new ones, and rearranging the order. So very simple stuff. This is seriously a 5-minute task at the most, but has a huge impact on the experience that the client has. It doesn't change the functionality in any way. It just rearranges the order of the items, changes maybe their icon and the label of what's in the menu. But suddenly when the client logs in now, there will be a better match to what they expect. These are the words that they said, and they will see them in the menu right there. There's no confusion. They don't need to click on each of these items to figure out what they are. They should already know. So this is a very, very powerful change that we can do that is also one of the easiest to change. So,
Kyle, there's a question in the chat room. It says, why are you asking this question so late in the workflow? Could you capture this at the beginning of the project?
So that's a really good question. And I think that it's perfectly reasonable to do so. I guess my response would be, it isn't necessarily critical that it is done at the end of a project, but probably I would recommend it being done immediately prior to handing over a login to a client. So once all the functionality is in place, once you have your post types that included that the project requires, and basically everything exists in the admin dashboard that should exist, then it's just a matter of getting the client, before you're giving them their login, making sure that all of this finished functionality aligns with their expectations in terms of terminology and things like that. So I hope that makes sense. It's not really about the end of the project, but about as soon as you have everything in the dashboard that needs to be there and before you turn over a login account to the client.
Perfect.
Okay? All right. So that's the admin menu. And let's move on to the next example. This is one that I think is also pretty important, kind of an example of something that I think is a good example of the kinds of things that I would have done wrong early in my career of making WordPress websites for clients. So what we see here on the left is something that should cause a lot of people to kind of hide their heads in shame, because this is something that maybe we have all done when we were beginners with working with WordPress websites and making them for clients. It's kind of an abuse of the text widget. And so for those, you know, not quite familiar, there's a text widget that exists by default in WordPress. It is used for including just arbitrary text. It does allow for HTML to be used. And it is kind of a multi-purpose tool and tends to often be kind of like this last resort, like if there isn't a widget that does what I want, I'll just use the text widget kind of approach for a lot of people. But there's a lot of problems with what we see here on the left. And I want to kind of go through those, because what I believe we have here is a terrible, terrible user experience. And I would be very, very at this point, very ashamed of turning something over like this to a client, because this is very difficult to use and very easy to mess up. So I know that if I were to turn over a client something like this, and they were to say, okay, how do I adjust that that thingy-ma-bob in the sidebar that's all about me? I would say, oh, you got to go over to widgets. You got to open up this this one that says text, and they'll already be confused. And then they're going to see a bunch of gobbledygook that looks like code. And then they're going to be confused and frustrated, because this doesn't look appealing to any client. This looks like a nightmare, and not something that they want to mess with. And so I know that I will have a client who is a little confused, a little frustrated with how difficult this is to use. And I know that additionally, it will be very easy for them to mess up. This is something that, despite the client's best intentions, they could very easily put a character in the wrong place, or in an attempt to add another picture or another link or another paragraph, throw off the markup of the HTML markup for this widget, which could result in the widget no longer appearing correctly, or potentially even breaking the whole page that the widget is displayed on. That would be very easy for the client to make such a mistake, even though their intentions are great. So for those reasons, I think this is a bad experience. And the good news is, I don't think we ever need to do something like this. I think we as professionals owe it to our clients to do something better than commit this crime against them. So what I want us to think about a little bit is what could potentially be a better experience than this. If I were to be analyzing this, like generally, if I had an audience where we could ask questions, we would be discussing potential approaches for improving the experience here. I'll just go right through to what I think a good solution would be. So this is, we are imagining that a client has requested that they have a widget in their sidebar that shows information about them, the author on the site, this person the site is about, with a picture of them, their bio, links to their social profiles, things like that. And so if we were to take that information, we could say, well, I could do a lot of things to make this better. I could give you a custom widget with some options and settings. That would be a little more intuitive than this box with everything put in it. And you could put in your name and upload your picture to this widget and choose your colors and type in your bio and select your social icon links. But I think actually the ideal solution or one of the best solutions to a question like this would be to create a widget that pulls from the user's profile. And so I know that this person will be a user on the site, and they will have a profile that has an associated Gravatar image, that has a bio field, that has fields for their social links. And so I could, as a developer, think, well, why don't I just get that information automatically and we're done? And then there are very few options needed for the client in this particular widget. So we could end up with something like this. We could end up with a new custom widget that we made from scratch. If you haven't ever made a custom widget before, it's not that hard. So we make a quick widget that's called About User and give it a title field. Allow the user to select a color, and then allow for a particular user account to be specified. And then maybe even an option about whether or not to show the social links. So suddenly, this is obviously not the only way that this problem could be solved, but it's an example of us thinking a little outside the box, trying to get more to the essence of what the client is trying to capture. So this would be by what we've done here is made a widget that is far easier to use, not confusing, not frustrating. Anyone could figure this out, and almost no one could mess this up. It would be really, really hard for a client to break their site or even just this widget by selecting something wrong in this, in the options now provided. So this is an example of just taking a request from a client and providing them with a good, logical, clear experience that will allow them to get the job done quickly and no requests from for you later because something's gone wrong. All right? Okay. Let's move on to another example. Let's talk about the contextual help menu. This is something that I really, really love to talk about. So everyone should know that in within WordPress, there is a help menu that exists on most pages that will be contextual and relate to the screen that you are on. So if you go to any page in the WP admin, you should see in the upper right-hand corner a little help tab that you can drop down and it'll have several options available to you. And so what we see here on the screen are some examples of some things that I've done or experimented with to kind of add more value to that help menu for my client. So the first one on the top, I think a lot of people learn from videos. And so I thought it would be super handy to dynamically grab related videos from WordPress.tv and present those in the dashboard as a way for someone using the dashboard to get more information or learn new valuable things about the screen they are on. So if they're on the dashboard or the updates page or the tools page or the pages or comments, they would see different videos shown here that relate to the content that they're viewing and would be educational. And I thought that this would be very, very helpful. So this is a plugin that I have on GitHub. For those not familiar with WordPress.tv, it's a great, great website that has thousands of videos that relate to WordPress, people giving amazing WordPress presentations. You'll find videos of myself and Dustin there as well. And this plugin is just a way of providing helpful videos in the context of the WordPress dashboard that I think relate to tasks a user is trying to accomplish. Another example of extending that help menu is adding a simple contact form. And so this is something that is very basic, but I think very powerful for a number of reasons. So in this second screenshot below, you'll see that there's a simple form that allows a user to type in a message and hit send. And so this is something that we could put on a client site and make it so that when they send that message, it shows up maybe in our email or connects to our ticketing system or whatever our methodology is. Sends that message directly to us. So for the client, it provides them quick access to get help for the problem that they're having at the moment that they're having it. Okay, so that's very, very powerful. That right now, I'm looking at something, this is what it says. I don't have to open a new tab or a new window or go to my email and type it out. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm struggling with this at this very moment, and I can send you a message about it right now. I could even copy and paste the text of whatever message I'm seeing or something like that, or just describe it. And that's very powerful for the client because it's just quick. It feels like you're there, you're ready and waiting to help them, gives them some peace of mind, and also lets them request help more quickly. And the other things that are really powerful about this is that email that gets sent to you that shows up in your inbox, just I, as a developer, think about all the things that I could include in that. So typically, if you're responding to kind of a ticket request or support request like that, you would have follow-up questions like, oh, well, what screen were you on in the dashboard? Or what, you know, were there any error messages? Or could you copy and paste those? Or, you know, what browser are you using? Or what's your user account? Or all these other things. What active plugins do you have? You could ask all of these follow-up questions, and then the client has to answer them to the best of their abilities. And then you have this ongoing conversation before you can even get to the point of answering their original problem. But if we're in the dashboard here and we're putting together this custom form, we should know that we could answer all of those questions before even asking them of the client. You could make this form very easily so that it doesn't send just this title and description of their message, but also included in that email includes all of the information I just mentioned before, includes the user account that the user is logged in as, includes any whatever the active plugins are, whatever the active theme is, whatever transients are set, whatever error messages are being shown on the page, what version of this and that is being used, what browser the client is viewing the page in. All these questions could be asked, answered immediately without even asking them of the client. It's just on the send of that message, that information is available, which I think is super, super powerful because it helps us get to the bottom of the problem so much quicker, provide a better service to that client. And so these are just examples of extending a little bit what exists in WordPress and making it more valuable and more relevant to our client. So that's the contextual help menu. And you can use your imagination to just think of what else could be put into the help menu. It could be all kinds of things. You could put in your own videos. You could put in your own textual descriptions or your own helpful links. Anything could be put there that you think would be of value to your client or would help them get the job done. So kind of stemming off of that, I just threw in an example of the code that would be used to add a new help tab. I don't like to show too much code in presentations, but I do like code and I do like demonstrating sometimes how simple some of these tasks can be. This is basically just walking through the creation of a new tab that has some helpful text in it. And so these slides will be available after the webinar. I think Dustin will provide those or I'll give them to him. But this is an example just to show you how that the WordPress admin is very flexible. And when I look at this, I think that's amazing. That's so easy. Just that's all you need to do is get the current screen object and use the add help method to pass it some information. Now you've got a new help tab up there that quick. I think that's amazingly easy. It just demonstrates how flexible the WordPress admin is. All right. So another example, I think, of things that we have done to kind of help improve experiences for our clients is when it comes to short codes. So I'll put this up here. This is an example of a WordPress editor that has a lot of short code stuffed in it. This is something that maybe years ago I might have passed to a client and said, oh, you know, if you want to edit this or that, you got to go to that page and just be careful not to mess up those things in square brackets. And if you want to adjust what post categories are shown in that list or change the color of that box or that button, all you got to do is kind of fiddle with that stuff that looks like code. And that it works okay. But this is a problem for a number of reasons. One, it is code and frustrating to the client. And two, it is easy to mess it up. There's been a lot of instances where we've had clients contacting us saying their site is broke, and we log in just to find out that despite their best intentions, they messed up a short code in some way, which caused it to render incorrectly or not render at all, and basically destroy the layout of a page. And so short codes have inherent usability flaws, I think. Just it's the nature of the beast. They are difficult to use for beginners. And it's something that a lot of people are working on a lot, and anyone who's experienced with WordPress is kind of in agreement on and aware of. So what we had decided is we would like to kind of pursue ways to improve this, ways to make them more usable. And an example of this is providing a live preview of the shortcodes, rendering them in line in the editor, as opposed to showing these square bracket statements that are both confusing and daunting to beginner users. So this isn't overly pretty or anything, but does show an example of what the editor might look like if some of these short codes were just rendered in line in the editor, as opposed to showing the short code syntax. So this is something that I believe provides a better, more logical and intuitive experience for the clients. The WordPress editor is supposed to be a WYSIWYG editor, which stands for what you see is what you get. But when short codes enter the picture, it's definitely not what you see is what you get. That's why I like the concept of rendering short codes in line. Then it better aligns with what the actual output of the page will be and doesn't necessitate constant previewing of the page to see how your changes are impacting the page layout. So I think that that's a very powerful move and makes a big difference for the usability of short codes and this kind of advanced content that can be put into an editor. So that's short codes. These are things that we've been pursuing in some plugins that we've been making, which we can talk about later if anyone wants to, and other people as well pursuing methods for making this mess on the left something usable and intuitive, more like what we see on the right. All right. Okay. So just a few wrap-up points that I had that I like to make. Things like removing everything that isn't needed, I think, is a very, very important first step. So when I want to hand over a client's site, generally speaking, I work hard to remove as much as possible. That's generally like one of the first steps. If a client doesn't ever need to edit tags, get it out of there. If a client doesn't ever need to mess with widgets, get it out of there. If they don't need the screen options, get it out of there. If they never use the quick edit feature, get it out of there. All of these things only tend to clutter their interface. And if a client isn't using it, I don't want it there. And sometimes I will take this so much to the extreme that often I remove features, functionality, and even capabilities from a client's account that I am pretty sure there's a good chance they might want, but I wait for them to ask for it, just to make sure that there is nothing in that interface that they don't need that could potentially be a source of confusion or could result in slowing down their workflow because it's more for them to look at, to take in, to try and play around with. I think it's just important that we provide them as a minimalistic an interface as possible so that they can get their jobs done. And it's very easy to add things back as we need to and as the client decides they need it. But it is well worth the time saved when you simplify their workflow. And another thing that I think is very, very important is reusing as much as possible. And so this is kind of a broad topic, but I generally think that it's very important if we're ever making custom options or custom anything in the dashboard that we're reusing the same visuals so that all the interfaces look very, very familiar, so that a form on one page looks like a form on the other, or an edit this kind of post resembles editing another kind of post. I love to reuse the same interfaces that WordPress has built in. Generally more of a developer level discussion where there is talk of, should I make like my own custom settings page for my theme or for my plugin? Or should I kind of borrow design elements from WordPress so that it looks and feels more native to the WordPress dashboard? I think is an important discussion. I think including documentation is a very wise and powerful move that can help clients quite a lot. There's a lot of ways to do this. In a lot of cases for our projects, we sometimes may use GitHub for the code bases we work on for clients and use a wiki page there. For our documentation, that's just an example. And in that case, we would be linking to it within the dashboard. We may provide an admin menu link or a link in the contextual help menu or a link in the toolbar or a contextual link on a settings page that we've had to create for them that takes them to the documentation, something like that, just to put the helpful information where in front of them where and when they need it. And stemming off of that, providing clear links to support, I think, is very, very important. The client shouldn't question how and when and where they can get in touch with you when they need your help or when they need someone's help. I think it's important that the dashboard contain information about that. And that is something that we need to include. It could be a link in the admin menu, the toolbar, the contextual help menu, or somewhere else on the page that just says, you know, hey, you're having trouble, click here. It may take them to a form. It may show them a phone number. It may suggest an email address to send to. But it is a really powerful move to make the client feel like you're there, even if you're not there. And clients will seek out our help one way or another. But I know that I like to encourage clients to seek out my support in the way that I want them to, as opposed to calling me or emailing me or texting me or knocking on my door. I would like them to follow the support path that works well for my business. And so putting that in the dashboard is powerful. Making everything dynamic is really, really cool. I love the thought of, just like we talked about in the widget example where we said, let's use the information from your user profile instead of typing in your bio again here or typing in, you know, the HTML for your image. Let's just use your Gravatar. All right. And then last and not least, there is never an instance where a client should see code. I think if a client sees code, we failed. Whether it's HTML or CSS or JavaScript or short codes even, I think we have not done our part in providing them a great experience if there is some way that they can see code. They should see whatever options are absolutely required for them to be productive and nothing else. No code ever. That will never result in a good experience for a client. And that is really the, that is what we've got. This is kind of how I think anybody could get in touch with me if they wanted to. Dustin, do we have any questions or anything else that you'd like to discuss?
There is nothing right yet, but if you have any questions, feel free to ask them in the channel. I've been kind of keeping an eye on it as we went through. My question, I do have one for you, is there a plugin that we could install to just kind of rename some of those areas very quickly or kind of move out some of those links if we don't want to take the time to actually code them or put them in our own custom function?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of great options out there for this. I think for starters, the code to do something like that is not overly complex, but there are awesome tools that make it super easy. One that myself and another developer have worked to make really easy is a tool called Client Dash. It's a free plugin on the WordPress.org repository, and we have a website for it, clientdash.io. And that makes managing the WordPress dashboard admin menu very, very easy by mirroring the WordPress menu editor interface and allowing you to provide a custom menu for each role that exists on your site. I think that's very, very powerful, and we've made it incredibly easy to use. That's generally what I use on most of our client sites. There are other admin menu editors that exist out there on the repository, and there are also great WordPress plugins out there that are cool for replacing text. I think there's one called Say What that allows you to identify strings that exist in WordPress that you'd like to replace with some other kind of text. That can be very useful. Sometimes if you want to have more granular control about what exists on maybe the edit post screen, I've done this before where it says, enter your title here, for the title field, and maybe I wanted it to say, enter your product name here, or something like that, that's just a little more clear to help the client understand it better. There are cool text replace plugins that are good for that as well. I don't know, did that answer your question, Dustin?
Yeah, definitely. It's just, I think the whole thing is just even those little tiny things that you can do to make it easier. Even like the post, like maybe people don't know that post equals a blog post. Like if you can, you know, if you can somehow illuminate that just a little bit so it's a little bit more clear, I think that's just going to help in the long run. And a lot of the conversation that's been going on in the chat room is is good. Like we want to try to make it so the clients, once we've handed the site off to them, they can do everything they need without coming back to us. Because as developers, like, we're not necessarily getting paid for every email that you answer to help somebody figure out, okay, this is how you add a new post, or here's how to add a category, or, you know, whatever it is. Like, I think that's very helpful. And I love the thought that you had and when you said that you remove everything that you don't think they're going to need. And I really like that. And, how do you go about, this is just kind of a funny question, but say you remove like all the functionality that they can't add categories because they're never going to use categories. And then what happens when you say, oh, well, now go to your page and look at the categories? You just tell them that you had turned it off and then you turn it back on? Or do you just say, oh, try refreshing, and it just magically appears?
Sure. Yeah, that's a good question. And so that comes down to really kind of like knowing your client, I think. And in most cases, you know, I really understand the client's needs. I understand their objectives pretty well. So when I encounter those instances where I've gone a little too far and taken away functionality that they need, or maybe things change over time and then they end up needing that functionality, I simply say that I'm adding it for them. I tell the client that, well, then I'm going to give you the capability to categorize these posts at this time. And then I take some time to turn it on. And then tell them to go take another look and walk them through it. So that's most of the time the approach. It would be unusual for me to have a client who expected something, or had, a preconceived notion of what should be there, like is asking me why aren't categories there when they should be, things like that. In those instances, I wouldn't probably be removing it because I have a more experienced client. So I guess that's generally my approach, is to tell a client that I'm adding this functionality because now they need it.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Steve says in the chat room that he says he's used admin menu editor plugin, where you can go in and you can edit the text of just the links down that left-hand side of the WordPress dashboard. So that's another plugin that's out there.
Yeah, it is powerful. So I think there are, as I said, there are a number of tools for editing the admin menu that are really cool. I would encourage anybody to check it out, check each of them out and see which they think works for them. It's really just about finding a tool that you understand and can get the job done.
Sure.
One that kind of met our idea of what we needed to do, one that we thought would be as easy as possible to easily rearrange, change labels, change icons, and add in custom links, which we wanted to do a number of times, which can be helpful as well. So yeah.
Cool. And do you have any like case studies from when maybe one of your first sites that you didn't customize for the client, and how many like support requests you got, or how confused they were? Or I know you said the one about the person that went back to Blogger to finish because she couldn't figure out how to use WordPress, but then like in comparison to one of your most recent clients that had like a custom interface, like what are the support levels that you're seeing from that extra work that you put in on the front end?
So I love the question, and I wish I had more measurable data. Sadly, I do not have a lot of measurable information. All I know is that in my first couple of years of running this business, support was a really major issue. And, which is, in addition to the fact that support was heavier, I also had far fewer clients than I have now. So I can say that today, I have probably triple the clients that I had a couple of years ago, and a fraction of the support. And I attribute a lot of that to us doing a better job turning over sites that align well with the client's requirements for the actual project and with their expectations when they log in. I think that though I don't have measurable data, I am very, very, very confident that it has had a huge impact on the client's experiences, just because I can think of a number of clients that I've handed over just even this year, a website to, who have had no experience with WordPress whatsoever, but were able to be very productive. And I have been very impressed with how much they were able to accomplish in terms of like adjusting the custom settings we gave them for their site or for the content on their site, where I know several years ago, if I would have set them loose in a standard WordPress dashboard, they would not have accomplished quite as much at that time. So very, very loose, but it's enough that I can say without a doubt, I'm absolutely, absolutely positive that it's made a very measurable impact.
Awesome. Cool. Well, there's doesn't seem to be any questions in the chat room. Thanks so much for coming on today and spending some time just sharing the importance of customizing that backend, customizing that experience for our customers and our clients. And I know that even this wasn't mentioned, but another thing that we could even do to customize that experience is actually, you know, customize that login page for our site. So when they're actually logging in, they don't see the WordPress logo, they see their own logo. And I think that would be another way to just kind of, you know, take it but one step and beyond to say, hey, this is your custom site that I built specifically for you. So that's just another opportunity that I see right off the top of my head. But I'm sure there's hundreds of ways that you can customize a WordPress site to make it fit and be the perfect needs for your customers and your clients.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think there's no shortage of options. You could apply their own branding to the dashboard, their own color scheme, their own typefaces and aesthetic choices like that, just to make them feel more comfortable as well. There's no limit to what you can do to make it align well with their needs and their expectations and result in giving them something that they can be productive with.
Sure. Sure. Well, Kyle, thanks so much for tuning in. And if anybody wants to get in touch with you, right there on the screen is all the places. Kyle is online. He's on Twitter and obviously WordPress, Google+, and then all of his websites are listed there as well. So thanks so much for coming today. And there'll be a replay that will go out here that you'll get all of the links and you can watch the replay again and you can see the video of the and all the slides and that sort of thing just real shortly. And thanks for coming. And we'll be back with another live webinar next month in July. And until then, have fun enjoying WordPress and customizing it to make it better for you and your clients. That's all I've got. Take care. Bye.